Here we are at the end of April. Testing is over. The weather is getting warmer, which means students are getting excited about summer. So today, I would like to expand a little bit more on last week's topic of discussion. Last week, I chatted with Christine from Reading Teacher Buzz, and she gave us so many great ideas for activities that can be used year-round. But we talked specifically about how you can use them toward the end of the school year. Today, I'm going to build on those ideas with a few of my own and some others from some teacher friends of mine. So stay tuned. Welcome to Upper Elementary Simplified, the podcast where busy and overwhelmed teachers find thoughtful ideas to get students engaged in meaningful learning experiences. Hi. I'm Dana Rodebush, former fifth grade classroom teacher and founder of Teacher Tech Studio. I'm here to share practical tips and strategies that will help you grow as an educator. If you are a tired upper elementary teacher searching for ways to cut down your planning time while boosting student engagement, you are in the right spot. Are you ready? Let's simplify. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Upper Elementary Simplified podcast. So like I said in the intro, in this episode, I am sharing some submissions that a few of my teacher friends sent me where they tell all about one of their favorite end of year activities. Each of the clips are super short, so I'm just going to play them all back to back straight through, and then I will come back at the end after they are all over. So see you on the other side.
Hey, this is Kristen Higdon from All That Teacher Sparkle. One of my absolute favorite activities to do at the end of the year is allowing my students to write letters to their future selves. I love this activity because it is super sweet, but oh my gosh, it's so easy. It's literally no prep. And just grab a piece of paper, the kids write dear, and then their names, and then they literally write to themselves. They talk about the things that they have enjoyed that school year. They talk about the things that they love right now, who their best friends are, what their favorite movie is. And then they even give themselves advice, which is always really adorable. But you just take those letters when they're finished, and I put them in a folder, and I just write the date on the outside of the folder for when I want to give those letters back to the kids. And so what I'll do is sometimes we get them back like at the end of eighth grade when they're graduating middle school and going up to high school. Sometimes I send them when they're graduating high school. Lots of times I just let the kids decide like when they want their letters back. And so we just kind of agree to one consensus of when we want them back. But when that date comes, I reach out to either the principal of that school or I reach out to like guidance counselor, that kind of thing. I have even done like home addresses and just mailed them. So that works too, but it's just such a fun way to end the school year. And so I really love that activity. But if you're looking for more activities, I have a blog post about 10 end of year activities. It's on www.allthatteachersparkle.com. So check that out. And I also have in my TPT store an entire survival pack for how you can make it through the last week of school. So check that out.
Hello, teachers. This is Krista from Enharmonic Education, and I'm about to introduce you to your new favorite end of year activity. Imagine it's the last week of school, your students just turned in their Chromebooks, your grades are done, and you're still trying to fill time for the rest of the week and end your school year on a high note. I have the perfect game for you to keep your students engaged, keep morale high, and leave your students with happy memories from their school year with you. It's called Summer Music Bingo. It comes with 50 cards that you can print in color or black and white, and there is a bonus Spotify playlist that corresponds with the game. So in this version of Bingo, the teacher presses shuffle and play on the Spotify playlist. Students listen to the song until they can figure out the song title. Some songs students might get right away because they already know the song title. other songs might be new for your students, so they have to quietly listen until they can catch the song title. When I have played this with my students, I usually just play the first 30 to 60 seconds or so of each song, because that's usually how long it takes for a song title to come up in the lyrics. My students last year begged to play this again and again, and the prep is so easy for you. You print the Summer Music Bingo cards, click Shuffle on the Ready to Use Spotify playlist, and play. This resource went viral on TikTok last May, and I've had hundreds of teachers tell me that it was a lifesaver at the end of last school year. You can find Summer Music Bingo and my whole Music Bingo collection on Teachers Pay Teachers at my shop, Enharmonic Education.
This is Ashley from Learning with Miss LeGros, and one of my absolute favorite end-of-the-year activities is Math Jenga. So it engages students in meaningful review, and it's also a great partner or small group center that allows students to stay occupied while you finish up important benchmarking or intervention lessons. All you need is review worksheets, and you can color code different problems or sections to match your Jenga blocks that you just color on the side with that color. It helps review all major math standards, and I made my own version for both third and fourth grades completely free. You could grab it in the show notes.
Hi, I'm Joyce from Catch My Products. I taught gifted and talented for 30 years, and I know how crazy the end of the year can be. So here are three end-of-the-year activities to engage your kids while also developing critical thinking skills. My first idea is called a sing-off. And what you do is you put your kids into groups. I usually put them into three groups, depending on the numbers. If you have more kids, you may want to do six. Just, five in a group is pretty good. And what you do is you give them a topic. For example, you could say colors. And so what the team will brainstorm, and they'll write down all the songs they can think of that use color words. Then when it's time for the sing-off, you go from group to group, and they've got to all sing a song that has colors in it. If a group's color song has been chosen already, they can't sing it. The last group standing is the winning team. You could go on, or that could be a winning team for that round or for the game. If you want to go on and do more rounds, you can do numbers, love songs, anything that relates to songs, a word. And they really enjoy this. Another thing you can do is play California Lemonade. This is an outside game that involves running. And you know, kids love to run. What you do is you divide them into two teams. Each team gets together and they decide on an occupation, what they're going to be, and where they're going to be from. Then the two teams face off against each other. The first team will say, "Where are you from?" And they're going to tell them where they're from. For example, they could be from Vermont. Then they say, "What do you do?" And they say, "Make lemonade." Next, the kids will act out whatever it is that they do, and it has to relate to where they're from. For example, if they're from Vermont, they could be professional skiers, and so they act out skiing. The first team will guess what they're doing. Every time they're wrong, the team takes a step back. Once they guess the right answer, the team takes off running. They chase them, and you could have a time limit, okay? And they try to tag people, or you could have them try to get across the line, however you want to do it. And anybody left standing gets them a point. And finally, after you've riled them up with all these games, you can give them logic puzzles. I love logic problems. They're great for teaching kids how to think. My store makes logic problems, among many other things. And I have provided a link where you can go to Catch My Products and get logic puzzles. You can have them do the logic puzzles independently if you want to calm them down. Or if you're a glutton for punishment, hey, put them in teams. They'll get wound up with logic problems too. I appreciate you letting me be on your podcast, and have a great day. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Erika Minetti, and I teach math to upper elementary, middle school, and sometimes high school here in Italy. I teach in an international school. I know that my English is not perfect, but as I always say to my kids, my math is. I use a lot of digital activities, almost only digital activities that are self-checking and gamified stuff like pixel art or escape rooms or stuff like that, or digital choice boards, so that they can work on the skills that they need to work the most.
Hey, teacher friends, this is Samantha with Secondary Urban Legends, and I'm here to share with you my favorite ending of the year activity to do with students. And of course, it deals with literacy. A literacy magazine is a wonderful, engaging activity for students to be able to share about the books that they have read throughout the school year. In the magazine, they can write advice columns, news articles, fan fiction, they can do summary poems, feature articles, or anything else that can typically be found in a magazine. Even better, not only are they writing and publishing and revising, they can do this on Canva and therefore integrating technology. Why Canva? Number one, it is free for teachers and students. And number two, it is so intuitive. There are templates ready to go for students, and the more creative ones can start their own magazine template on their own. And this project is perfect for collaboration, or students may choose to do it on their own.
Hey there, this is Laura from Happy Teacher, Happy Students on TPT. My number one favorite thing to do the last week of school is, of course, what most teachers do. They give us some sort of end-of-year awards, right? But what I especially love to do was I let the students vote on who was going to win each award. So I have this product free in my TPT store. It's been there for years, has over 100,000 downloads. They're editable end-of-year awards with a voting ballot. So the kids would take this so seriously. There'd be awards from amazing artist, awesome athlete, ray of sunshine, future scientist, and the kids get to vote on which classmate they think deserves which award. And what's wonderful and really shows how great your classroom community is 99% of the time, students picked the exact same kid for an award that I would have. They know their classmates well. Let them help you pick these awards. And everybody loves it because they get something special and it's voted on by their classmates. And again, I have that in my store, Happy Teacher, Happy Students. If you look up end of year awards, it's free. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Christine over at Reading Teacher Buzz, and I'm here to talk to you about one of my favorite activities to do at the end of the year. It's a STEM activity, and I like to call it Potato Racer. So after a unit of studying maybe force and motion, friction, possibly simple machines, we have an end activity after the unit, and we race potatoes. You can either have them make the potatoes in class or at home. If you have them in class, you can have them bring in different materials. You'll need materials for axles, materials for wheels, materials for decorating if they want to decorate it. So when it's race day, you need to make a ramp. You could just make it out of books and maybe like a 2x2 or something to go down. And what I have the kids do is, you know, take the potato racer, put it at the top of the ramp, and then just drop it. They can't, like, force it to go. And then when, however far it goes, then the student measures it. And how I keep all the other students engaged is I have them record the measurements of all the students. So, like, if Susie did hers and she went 2 feet 3 inches, I have, okay, everybody write down Susie 2 feet 3 inches. That way they're all kind of engaged and not goofing off and, you know, that kind of thing. I give each student 2 tries, and then we take the longest one and we declare a potato racer winner. So that was my fun idea. I do have an activity to go with it that does incorporate some reading and writing with the potato racer, so you can check that out below. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much to each of the teachers who submitted a voice recording of one of their favorite end of year classroom activities. I hope that you got some inspiration from listening to these ideas. It is always super helpful for teachers to listen to other teachers, so I am happy that these ladies took the time to share. I'm going to end this episode by letting you know a little bit about my new end of the year math activities. Inside the pack, there is a math vocabulary word search puzzle, a multiplication color by code, math picture puzzles, which are set up scavenger hunt style, and a math puzzle relay, which also has differentiated questions for grades 3 through 5. All of these activities have a really fun summer theme. I'm telling you, these activities were so much fun to make. I used so many cute summer-themed pictures, and I had to work my brain to set up the puzzles and the codes. And I threw in a riddle. And it was just a fun one. So if you want to check those out, you can find it at teachertechstudio.com/EOY-math. And I will also leave that link in the show notes for today's episode. Thank you again for tuning in today, and I will see you next week, same time, same place. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.